little town, what will be your fate? Little town, will you be someone great? Do you know right from wrong? Are they teaching you at home? Or have they turned you loose to roam, little town? I went into a cafe and ordered myself something to eat, when a little boy walked in with his shoes half off his feet. He said, "Buy a paper, mister." I said, "How old are you, son?" 7, sir. "And when my papers are sold, I'll be on my way home." "What's your name?" "Thomas, but everybody calls me Little Tom. They name me after my daddy, but they say I look like my mom." "Why, it's almost midnight. You should be home asleep." "I know it, but I wanted to get me a bicycle, but I gotta help Mommy buy something to eat. My daddy's pretty mean to us, and he spends most of his money for wine. And he don't hold a job like other men, 'cause, well, he gets fired all the time." I said, "Have something to eat. Ain't you hungry?" "I guess, a little bit. I believe I'll have a hamburger and a glass of milk to go with it." I said, "Is that enough?" He said, "Make it 2. I ain't eat since noon." I said, "Where do you live, son?" "On Main Street, sir. There's 6 of us live in one room. There's me and my 3 brothers, my mommy and my dad. But someday I'm going to buy mommy a big house if I have to turn out bad." My appetite left me as I sat there watching him. And I thought, he's just one of thousands that's brought up in a home of sin, where their parents deprive their children and forget the maker of all mankind, and then wonder why there's juvenile delinquency when they're at fault most of the time. I bit my lip and fought back tears as I watched the little guy leave the cafe, and I wondered how many more children would be brought up that way. Little Tom, what will be your fate?